Rock for Rookies, the real school of rock.
Oh, ah, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and then never open the mic. Cause it's a pain, a destiny.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, March 13th, 2011, and do I have a hell of a show for you. First thing that I'm sure you noticed, that I said that it's Sunday, because this is one of those pre-recorded shows. I was not available to do a live show, and in the past few months, every time I haven't been able to do a live show, I've left it at that and said, you know what? You can always listen to old stuff in the archives on www.rockforrookies.com. If you wanted to, there's almost 3 years. There is 3 years worth of shows, which means that you definitely have to check all of them out. But this time around, I was like, you know what? Why not? This is going to be an only, like, special rockforrookies.com because you didn't hear it live on Rusty Mike Radio, which is where I usually am, 8 p.m. Tuesday nights, almost usually every Tuesday night. And, of course, there are the, you know, there's the positive aspects of the live show, you know, live interviews, and I can have co-hosts with me, and that's great, but this is one of those, like, more like in a cave, you know, meditating over the rock and roll. So this playlist this week is really, really rock and roll, and some pop punk, but really, really, really rock and roll, which is great. We started things off to prove that it really was rock and roll. That was Slash, okay, off the album Slash, which he just put out last year. That was him singing, and this is kind of a weird combo right now. That was Slash with Alice Cooper and Nicole Scherzinger, the lead singer chick, the really hot chick from the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, with Slash and Alice Cooper. I mean, literally, he must have just been picking names. Let's just open up a magazine. She's hot. I wonder if she's a singer. And even if she's not, I'm going to put her in this song. That's technically what he did. Because, I mean, I don't know if Slash listens to a lot of Pussycat Dolls music, but he put her on, and that worked. I mean, at least Fergie, if you can say anything, all the songs that she sang with him, at least she's got a bit of a slutty, dangerous attitude going on. The Pussycat Dolls chick, come on. But it was a fun song, Baby Can't Drive, which, again, kind of sexist? I don't know, maybe, but it's Slash, so he can do whatever the hell he wants, because he's old school. He really is old school. I bet you he's just like, he has a carte blanche. Oh, you're allowed to, like, womanize and molest people. You're fine. Go for it. Go, you're Slash. It works. Anyway, so we have a lot of great music coming up this week, and I want to welcome you all. Do not hit the live chat button, so on, etc., because it's just me, and it's you guys right here on rockforrookies.com, getting right back into the music. A band that I've been listening to all week long that I discovered simply by kicking in new metal, because I haven't heard any new metal in a long time. This is A New Revolution.
And I keep banging my head against this wall. And I keep banging my I keep begging my keep banging my, I keep banging my.
I keep banging my head against this wall. And I keep banging my, I keep banging my, I keep banging my. I keep banging my head against this wall. And I keep banging my, I keep banging my, I keep banging my.
Yeah.
That was Quiet Drive, and the song Always off their 2010 album entitled Quiet Drive. They formed up in Minneapolis back in 2002, an alternative rock five tet. I believe that was the word that John used all those years ago. Right before Quiet Drive, we heard Rip Tour, basically just a rock and roll band. Nothing specifically special about them, nothing that you can really point out, but it was good, fun rock music off their album Ripped from 2010 as well. That was the song My Friend Alice, and we started off the block with A New Revolution. You know, sometimes I get into a band and I really enjoy them, and then I go check out their music videos, and sometimes I'm even more blown away by their look. Not so much with A New Revolution. Kind of wished I hadn't gone to check them out, but that's the way that it goes. You know, sometimes you're blown away, like the first time that I saw a Lost Prophets video. I was like, oh my god, these guys are even more amazing now. And as I've said before, it actually took watching their music video to really for me to get into them and to understand the vibe they were going for. Now, I'm about to play a band that I've not played in almost a millennia here on Rock for Rookies. I was reading up on Travis Barker recently and his whole plane crash, and it started getting me thinking about plane crashes. And yeah, that's how I got to Skynyrd. That was literally how the connection worked in my brain. It's been a long time since I played Lynyrd Skynyrd here on Rock for Rookies, and a little Southern rock never hurt anyone. I mean, except for, you know, destroying IQ cells, brain cells and whatnot. But other than that, Southern rock has never hurt anyone. So here we go. It's a little Lynyrd Skynyrd with a Saturday Night Special.
Two feet, say. special.
And I'd like to tell you what you could do with it too.
that was The Showdown and their song, I like this one, Blood in the Gears. Okay, I was very happy with that. I do, I was very happy with that. They're actually a metalcore / southern metal band, which I thought would round off the opening with a little southern rock band. And no, The Hives is a sandwich, which makes no sense. It's like, you know, barbecue chicken and then chicken fried steak on the other side and then, I don't know, meatballs in the middle for Sweden. I don't know. That kind of worked for me. Either way, The Showdown, as I said, they are from Tennessee. I did not say that earlier. But they're a metalcore band, and I really do like their sound, even though the lead vocalist is a bit rough for me. But they have some great names for their albums so far. If you've never heard of The Showdown up until now, you have to check them out. They've been around since 2004. They have the album A Chorus of Obliteration. Then they have Temptation Come My Way. Then Feel Like Hell, Backbreaker, and finally the album that we just heard the song off of, Blood in the Gears. We heard the same song. Nice. All right, pretty good. So that was Showdown. Of course, we heard The Hives before that. They just recently put out an EP. I played a little something off of it. It was a bunch of covers, though for the life of me, I've never heard this original song. The song was called A Little More for Little You. And of course, we start off the block with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Saturday Night Special. As this is not a I guess what you would call a live show, I've actually split the show into two parts, so we're pretty much down to our last block of part one. I used to do this back in the early days. It was always part one and part two. This is also going to be a bit of a ram, jam, smash it up, really, what the hell's the connection between all these songs. And I recently finally got my hands on the last OK Go album, which I did play some music off of, but I never actually got my hands on the whole album, so I'm really excited about this. Check it out. It's the song White Knuckles.
tired of all these demons dragging me around. Oh, I made you my mistake, and I thought that we were through. But now a phone call rattled me so hard, and I don't know what to do. Just when I got myself set, now it plays me for a fool. And just like a Ferris wheel, it's gonna turn me all around. Make me happy, sad, and scared and mad. Drive me right into the ground. And everything
Stereogram and the song Skinny Runt Revolution. I really, really enjoyed that, because how often do you get rap rock groups anymore? They call themselves rapcore, but seriously, that's some new metal rap rock shit right there. Sorry, I'm not on Rusty Mike Radio anymore. So they formed out of New Zealand back in 1999, but they finally didn't get noticed till about 2002, when a scout from Capitol Records found them in New Zealand at some festival-y, and then they got one of their songs got played around the radio, actually, off their album Schmack. That was the name of the album. It was an iPod commercial. They got played on an iPod commercial for their song Walkie Talkie Man. So definitely have to go check out their stuff. It's lots of fun, lots of rap, lots of fantastic riffs and chords, and Stereogram. I was very happy to find them. That was off their last album from 2010, entitled Taping the Radio. Now, right before them, we heard a new band, also discovered from out of nowhere, picked them up. They're called Tag, and the name of the song is Ghost. The name of the album is Forward. It recently came out, you know, this past year. Now, Tag are a very interesting band, mostly because their lead singer is actually well-known in the music industry. He has 7 solo albums under his belt. His name is John Taglieri. He's the lead vocalist of Tag, and after winning Male Pop CD of the Year Award for the UIMA Pop Rock Artist of the Year, and he also shared stages with, like, Rick Emmett and the Gin Blossoms and Gavin DeGraw and Sister Hazel. So he decided he wanted to stop being a solo artist after 7 albums and create a new band entitled Tag. I believe it has to do with the whole, like, you know, you have to tag the next person in. You know, you're it. When you hit Tag, you're it. So they consider Tag to be the next big pop rock band. And after hearing the song Ghost, you definitely think that it's possible that they have a chance. So that was Tag for you. And of course, we started off the block with OK Go, Indie Rockers That Rock. That's true, they do. Nice. All right, guys, we have reached the end of part one on this week's episode of Rock for Geese. Very sweet, a band which is always close to my heart, and at least it'll make you laugh on the way out. This is Bowling for Soup, and Don't Wish You Were Dead Anymore.
That you were dead. up. Huh.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Welcome back to part two of Rock Freakies. I am Maximum Mike, kicking it hard on this week's episode. The best rock show in Israel, to tell you the truth, broadcasting podcasty style off of www.rockforrookies.com. Now, here's something very simple. If you guys have a band or you know of a band that you think needs to get heard by lots of other people, you send it to me, maximum@rockforrookies.com. Please, this is the only way, you know, for me to at least find out that you guys want to be played or that you feel that your friends should get. I accept the submissions. It's what we do because the idea behind Rock for Geese is to get the word out. Now, sending me an email isn't the only way. You can also friend me and then send me a message. Maximum Mike on Facebook, fan the Rock Freakies fan page on the Facebook. Those are tons of ways. Or if you want to, also still not sure about this, follow me on the Twitter, okay? Rock Freakies, very simple, one word. We start off this Part 2 with Forever the Sickest Kids and their song Robots and Aliens, which just came off of their brand new album entitled Forever the Sickest Kids from 2011. But we're going to change the style right now. We're totally going in a different direction. A band that I actually probably have played recently, but if you don't mind, I don't mind. This is Break Stuff.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let the shit slip, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's just one of those days, feeling like a freight train. First one to complain, leaves with the bloodstain. Damn right, I'm a maniac, you better watch your back. Cause I'm fucking up your program. And if you're stuck up, you're just locked up. Next in line to get fucked up. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let shit slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip.
Distance, cause right now I'm dangerous. taken, you just taken. I can't take it, you see. I'm giving up on love this time. Me and my friends will do just fine.
I've done everything for you. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me.
Knew someday I'd have a whole lot of money. I'd be a millionaire. But when that didn't happen overnight, I found out how much you really care. All you want is a whole lot of money. All the rest is just jive and fight.
I've done everything for you. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me.
When I first met you, you didn't know I love a man. All those things by making love you didn't understand. Now you know about everything. Turning you in for memories.
I've done everything for you. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me.
That was Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off their new EP. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, Go Down Under, of a bunch of Australian covers, actually came out perfectly to coincide with their Australian tour, came out at exactly the same time. That was the song, "Look, I've Done Everything for You," originally written by Sammy Hagar of Van Halen fame, but then, but it was given to Rick Springfield. He was the Australian artist that did that one. Right before that, Motley Crue and "Looks That Kill." I just thought that it flowed so perfectly right off of Limp Bizkit. It was like, so come and get it, ba-da. And you know, and it just kicked right into to Motley Crue. "Looks That Kill," excellent, excellent. I've been dabbling in the Crue more and more, and I decided that you should too. Now, coming up right now is something I'm very excited about. It was actually distributed, or at least let out into the light, just a few weeks ago. Pray for Nothing, the Israeli black metal band. I'm going to go with death metal to be on the safe side. The Israeli death metal band Pray for Nothing released a new single entitled Buried by the Light, which is coming on their new album, which should be out super soon, very soon, not so sure. Hopefully the band will let me know. But you have to check it out, because just like the rest of the stuff that I've played by them, it's excellent.
We'll be right back. inhibit undefined. This is dangerous for you. Lay down, it's taking over. The stars will still align, and I'm understanding you. Reading words between the lines. Stay down, it's far from over. Maybe I should back down from the conversation. This is my chance to run. You take me out of here. Run, run, run. What's
And that was Paramore with the song Emergency off the 2005 album All We Know Is Falling, with the smokingly hot Hayley Williams, who always is in the news, not because of her music, but the fact that she's smoking hot. And if there's not another reason to put her on the show, I don't know what it is. Right before that, we heard Brand New Trust Company. That was the song Almost There off the 2011 album Dreaming in Black and White. Really good alternative metal. You can always trust Trust Company to come through. And of course, we start off the block with Pray for Nothing. Definitely death metal. I've called it death metal. Buried by the Light. Definitely go check them out if you get a chance. They're awesome live also. So if you're here in Israel and you see a sign up, Pray for Nothing, if a show does happen, I will let you know on the Facebook page. Now, we're going to move on right now. We're going to slow things down just a little tad immensely, just a bit a little. And we're going to hear some Temple of the Dog and the song Times of Trouble, which was actually, I was kind of inspired by how all the YouTubers have been coming out in force. I watch all the YouTube shows, and everyone's talking about what's going on in Libya. And I noticed that nobody's talking about what's going on in Egypt anymore, because we got a news story, and that was old. That was 3 weeks ago. That's like ancient history already at this point. And every single time that there's some uprising or revolution, I have to let you all know, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, be with it. Donate your $5 for the first few weeks, because you'll have something else to do, because the world is in a load of trouble. Times of Trouble. That's the way that it is. This is Temple of the Dog.
The spoon is high. I'm your rock and roll Jesus.
Then gone forever. It seems like just yesterday. How-
That was the brand new Rise Against. That was the song Make It Stop, Children of September, something like that, but definitely Make It Stop, off their new album Endgame. Very ominous Endgame. What are they ending? Are they stopping? Hopefully not. Rise Against are awesome. Really good punk rock. Right before that, we heard Kid Rock and his song Rock and Roll Jesus, which I'm not really sure if I played recently, but if I did, then kudos on me for knowing how awesome that was then to play it. Sweet. That was off his 2007 album, Rock and Roll Jesus. And of course, we started things off with Temple of the Dog, which is definitely a band that needs to have a reunion coming up in the near future, since Chris Cornell already reunified with Soundgarden. So, I mean, if we're going backwards in time, Temple of the Dog are definitely next. Well, we have reached the end of another week's episode of Rock for Rookies. Not live, but almost just as tasty. Definitely as rocking. For sure. For sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, guys. I am Maximum Mike. This has been Rock for Rookies. And remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Helping me finish off the show this week, we have the band 10, not the number, but the word 10, off their 2011 album Storm Warming. This is the song Center of My Universe, and it's going out to all of y'all. Peace.